The married couple indie rock duo Mates of State has just released their fifth album, Rearrange Us. In addition to the five records they've made, we should mention Corey Gardner and Jason Hamill. They've also made some babies. They'll be taking the kids along on the tour this summer, along with brothers Louis and Anton Patzner, backing them up with strings, glockenspiel, and trombone. Mates of State stopped by the BPP studios to talk and play some music. Corey's on keyboards, Jason's on drums. Let's start with their performance of My Only Offer. I want to ask you, Corey, you say on your blog, my reality is one that involves sound checking and then figuring out where to change a diaper. Yep. Clearly, you have had some major adjustments in your life. You guys have two kids now, both under the age of
four.
Four. Yeah. Your oldest is four, mm-hmm. and your newest baby is how old?
4 months.
4 months old. So you clearly decided that these were lives that you could that could coexist, that this wasn't going to be something you had to compartmentalize.
Right. Well, we sort of decided we didn't have a choice in the matter. We wanted both. So it was like, we'll make it happen. And it just kind of keeps going that way.
Your oldest daughter, Magnolia, is she musical?
She just started to want to practice with us, and to the point where we can't get her out of the room now. We're like, okay, now we really have to do. And she's like, no, I'm good. You know,
she thinks she's down here.
She's
yeah.
like, I'm fine. Yeah. I'm fine.
She's like, I got my part.
keyboards, drums, what's her preference?
A little bit of everything. Singing is her tops, though.
Okay.
She just wants to stand in front of a mic with a shaker, and she takes it so seriously. Her face is like...
Can't see faces on the radio.
We're just like, it's very serious. And we're like, hey, you can lighten up and stuff. And she's like, no.
She's like, no, this is
very
an
serious.
Intense ordeal. Yeah.
This is your job. This is what mommy and daddy do for their yeah. work. So, yeah. you know, serious stuff. So I want to ask you, there is an optimism to the music.
Yeah.
And clearly,
I can deal with the word optimism. That's much better than you know, twee.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of songwriting right now that's not optimistic. I mean, clearly, if you think about world events, you've got a couple wars going on, bad economy. Is that stuff that influences your music, or is optimism just what you choose? That's the paradigm that you choose to view those events through.
I think we just live our lives like that, you know, and then our songs, when we first started writing, I think we were all kind of down, and then we were just like, ah, who cares? Let's just make a record, you know?
I sort of feel like you can't keep saying the same thing over and over. Like, things do have to improve at some point, you know, and I guess, you know, looking on the bright side, even for our family's sake, I feel like it's better than sitting around talking about how many problems there are in the world.
Well, I think isn't that a product of having a family? I think when you have kids, you
probably
inherently have to look towards a future, and you need things to feel like they're going to get better.
Yeah, maybe that's exactly how it influences us, having a family, actually. People have asked us, how does it influence? I think that's probably, you probably really nailed it. Just,
you can use that.
Yeah, I'll steal that from you. Thank you.
Yeah, I think it's just instinct to put on a brave face in front of your kids. I think you're right, you know? So maybe that's, you know, we're like, oh, we got two kids now, so now we really have to be tough, you know, or strong. So
we really have to make believe that the world is at peace everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, not that, but just that, you know, despite that, you can still go on and be happy.
Life's
you know?
Good, yeah. I want to get to some music. I want to listen to you all do this song. It's called These Days. It's a cover. The version most people are familiar with is the Nico version of the song. What made you guys want to take that on?
Loved the song, basically.
And that version.
Yeah, the Nico version.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take a listen. This is These Days.
Thank you.
I want to ask you to do something for me, if you would. Your singing is so distinctive, and the way the two of you make music together, it's such an integral part of who you are as a band, is that harmony and the way your voices play off one another. Could I ask you, Corey, to describe Jason's voice?
Loud and pure, I guess.
Loud and pure.
Yeah. He's confident in his, you know, in the way he plays and sings, I think. And so I think that's made my confidence better, too.
Jason, how do you describe
Corey's
voice?
I think we sort of have, like, yeah, I mean, the first time I saw her sing, obviously, I was just like, oh, I love that girl, you know? And that's literally
she's
like...
She's not bad looking. Were you really listening to her?
I mean, I literally went up to her and I was like, I think I love you, you know? And
she
was
did he really say that?
He said, I'm in love with your voice. And I was like, cool, you want to spend your life with me?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's go.
You did not say that.
I didn't say that.
That'd be really
but he
romantic.
Did say, you know, I'm in love with your voice. And we really were pretty much inseparable from that point on.
Wow.
But, you know, I have to say something back to the whole voice, that, like, yeah. You know, your voice thing is... I remember seeing his band, and like he was in this like pretty energetic, like verging on punk band. I don't even know what you'd call it, but and then he'd like thrash all over the stage and like scream and stuff. And to me, that was like I could never do that, you know. And so that was definitely, you know, something that drew me to him too.
Well, I think that's the balance. Whereas you're like a lot more sort of controlled singing, and I was like attracted to that, you know. And it was, mm-hmm. I think we kind of meet somewhere in the middle, you know. We have sort of this confidence and this sort of like beauty. You know, that of her singing, and we kind of like teach each other to sort of meet in the middle.
I remember it used to take a lot longer to figure out
harmonies.
Yeah. You know. And you would, you know, you would be like, we need to sing louder. And I'd be like, we need to sing more in key.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Well, the album is called Rearrange Us, Mates of State in the BPP Studios. You guys, thank you so much for coming in, Corey Gardner and Jason Hamill,
thank
Mates
you.
Of State.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We'll have video of the Mates of State performing in our studios up later today. Be sure to go check that out.
Now pause and remember that last hour of the BPP, a fine hour which served its purpose well. We're always online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. And this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Don't mistake for a party of jokes.